Okay, we may proceed. Thank you.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. A moment of silence for our first responders and fallen service personnel. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Okay, just for the record, today is Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. It's approximately 6:01 p.m. Roll call, Director Sanderson.
Here.
Director Morris.
Here.
Director Wargo.
Here.
Director Israel.
Here.
Director Link.
Here.
And then General Manager Calvin Louie.
Here, and I'm getting a call from Hazel, so I can log off and answer her.
Is there any other public phone? Oh, from one of the customers on the agenda tonight.
Oh, okay.
Is there anybody I did not call?
No.
So,
I think you got it.
Okay. Could you all hold on? Are you there, Hazel?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Chairman Link.
All right. I need approval of the minutes for the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants approved by the committee on September 15th and the regular board meeting from September the 15th.
Make a motion to approve.
Maybe a second, please.
Director Warger, I'll second.
So I have a motion to approve the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants and regular board meeting minutes and warrants, both of September 15th, 2020. I believe it was Director Israel that made the motion, and second by Director Wargo. Was that right, Director Israel?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, thank you. All right, so roll call, Director Sanderson.
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye. There's no warrants, no awards of contracts, updates. San Gregorio Pass Regional Water Alliance update. Director Israel and/or Director Morris.
We don't have a meeting until next month.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes. Comment. What was that?
I said you're welcome.
Manager's report by Calvin Louie.
Get back on the phone here.
Could we have a customer waiting in regards to Esperanza matter. Would it be possible if maybe we table this and get her through? She's online right now. Her name is Hazel Pasilla.
I see no issue with that. Get it out of the way so she can continue on a more eventful life than the Boredom Water Board meeting. Okay. This is, my understanding, agreement for payment of development fees between Cabazon Water District and Mrs. Hazel Pasilius. Did you want to address this, Calvin? What's that?
I was asking if we could get a page number.
164.
164 out of 174. Ms. Pasilla and I had a phone conversation, and she is she says that these fees are a little unaffordable, and I advised her that if she was willing to address the board, the board could agree to a waiver, and we can increase the pressure, and the cost would be substantially lower for the less for the district if we went ahead and connect that 4-inch line from her property on the street and loop Lime Street instead of putting in the 8-inch line from Esperanza all the way from Esperanza and Elm Street all the way down to her address. And she is agreeable with that.
Okay. So these numbers would not be valid then that are in this paperwork?
No, she said that are unaffordable for her.
Okay. What is your recommendation, Calvin?
Well, I've advised you, the board has agreed to signing a waiver with the developer and several other people. So my recommendation to the board is to, with her agreement, her verbal agreement, that we table this, and then I will, or the board can give me the authority to enact Steve Anderson, our legal counsel, to draft a waiver for her to sign and for you guys to execute at the next board meeting.
Any questions or comments from the board members, or a vote yes or no?
And for the record, you might want to verbally ask her if that's what she wants. She's agreeable to that.
Are you agreeable to that, Mrs. Pasilius?
Yeah, yes, I am. I am agreeable to that.
Okay, I hope I pronounced that correctly. Did I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Do any of the board members have objections to that?
Director Sanderson, no.
Director Israel, no.
Director Wargo, no.
All right. So then we'll just make it. Okay. So we can just. I don't think we need to take an action other than directing the general manager to have legal draft a waiver for her with the appropriate numbers in it. Does that sound correct to you, Miss Ellie?
Yes, I have that down. Thank you.
Okay. There you go, Mrs. Pasillas. Pasillas?
I sure do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. Thank you.
Did I just hear a big smile in that?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, you're quite welcome. And now it's to you, Calvin.
Yes.
To the manager.
Okay. Mrs. Pasilis, if you like, you can either stay on or you can hang up.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, the Edison, you wanna go? Public Safety. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the manager's report. The Edison Public Safety Power shut off. Again, on September 23rd, the Assistant General Manager and I met with Amelia and Ashu of how do you pronounce that, Ellie? Egan? Or
I'm not sure. Your guess is as good as mine.
NG, that's it. Anyway, it's a solar and power storage company, and they, and by the board's direction, we we engaged into them studying on solar and power storage. Management is waiting for NG's cost-saving analysis on all existing sites to be equipped with electricity to determine the feasibility of installing solar and power storage. The newly acquired parcel earmarked for the district's yard will not have sufficient comparisons since there is no electric power usage history attached to that parcel. And that parcel, I'm referring to the old ice house on the off of Main and Pecan. All other existing facilities do qualify. And that's well 2 at Robertson, and well 1, which is north of the Seminole and east of the old casino, and the district headquarters on Broadway. NG stated they would utilize the existing east patio shade and the roof of the buildings for solar panels on at the headquarters on Broadway, and a location will be selected for the battery storage cabinet. They visited production well 2 at Robertson Ready Mix plant and production well 1, and again, that's just east of the old casino. Both sites had enough space to install solar panels, and the plus was Mr. Ashu asked if the district was desirous of a diesel generator at well 1, and I answered on behalf of the district, yes. I don't know if you noticed that, you know, I believe in redundancy. We have redundancy with well 1, well 5, which is on the north of the 10 freeway, and well 4 as a backup, which is behind the mall. So this would add redundancy to well 1. We would have not only a portable generator, solar panels, but a diesel generator, and that's the 3 methods of obtaining power. If you all look on page 2 of 10 of my well report, or my manager's report, on 10-12-20, I met with Greg Beebe at Production Well, and he is in the process of installing the connecting to a portable generator. Any questions on the photos on page 2 and 3?
So you can see
there can be up.
Go ahead.
Okay, there can be up to 4 color-coded connectors on the portable generator, and the 5th connector is the ground. The generator would have to have a female connector, as the transfer switching station are male. We must also sync the transfer of the energy with the slow start of the slow starter. The breaker on the top red box, and soft start and lower red box. Did I print that in color?
Nope.
Black and white.
Oh, okay. Okay. Our existing breaker and soft starter, which has been stored in a location where weather will not be an issue. They will be used as needed at other production wells without the portable generator interconnection feature as a spare, such as our 250 horsepower electric pump motor. That is also stored as a backup. It is the goal of management to always achieve redundancy, such as production well 2 and production well 5 and production well 4. If one of these production wells fails, this community water district has two other production wells, and well 2 has a generator, and hopefully well 1 will also, again, have a generator, a backup generator connector, and the solar panels, aside from the hardwire Edison power. Again, with the purpose of this configuration, if there's an extended PSPS event, or a complete power interruption, again, this community water district will have two additional resources power to run the 300 horsepower electric water pump at well 1. Any questions about that?
No.
I think everybody is aware of what's going on at the office, and so we're taking care of it. We have a policy that's in draft of how to handle future coronavirus positive tests and to disinfect the office. Again, we encourage the board encourage the board to advise the community that COVID-19 does not transfer tap water. That is 99.9 untrue. The measure of dose of sodium hypochlorite kills most bacteria and virus. The lobby continues to be closed to the public until further direction from state and county health officials. Currently, as of last on October 13th, again, I did a study of all the cities and local districts, and the city of Banning is now open for over-the-counter payment. However, face covering are required to enter the building. All customers are expected to comply with social distancing. Coachella Valley Water District offices are closed to the public due to COVID-19. Mission Springs Water District offices are closed to the public due to COVID-19. South Mesa Water Company, hours or services may vary to the public due to COVID-19. Beaumont Cherry Valley Water District offices are closed to the public due to COVID-19. And High Valley Water District hours will vary due to COVID-19. Also, at this time, until tomorrow, hopefully it'll be tomorrow, we'll have all our members in the field crew, and water operators will have a negative COVID test. But at the meantime, High Valley Water District, I contacted your general manager, and they will be our backup in case there is a water rupture or water emergency, and we need additional hands. Attached to your package is the California Department of Public Health, the California Coronavirus Update by Governor Newsom, and also I put out made a copy of an article on the brink of COVID-19 regression. Riverside County revises reopening plans. These articles were of last week, and last I heard, Riverside is back in the purple stage. So the county of Riverside is now ordered to close down a lot of non-essential businesses. Any questions on that?
No.
No.
Okay, name the water dinosaur contest. I know with this shutdown, it's been kind of difficult to work. The only thing I have to report, and again, from In-N-Out Burger, I contacted them and last week, and they said that, you know, it takes up to 45 days, but I think that phone call kind of gave them a polite nudge. And today, at the mailbox, I received 8 value guest meal cards at $9 a piece. So we now have prizes. So now it's up to the board of when and how they would like to implement the contest of naming the dinosaur and the coloring contest. Any comments about that?
No.
I do have one comment to add. I did go to Dollar General, and I spoke with the general manager of the Dollar General there, and she directed me towards their corporate phone number to get donations.
Well, Director Wergel, before we move on with this contest, which, I suggest to the board that we hold off until you get an update on your request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to call the corporate office. Is it possible that I could purchase a gift, like a gift card for the contest as a prize? If they're sheltering me off to corporate, I don't know if that's going to be much of a, you know, if that was more of a shoe-off. I'm not sure.
Well, I was successful, and I contacted In and Out Corporate.
Okay.
City of Baldwin Hills, or Baldwin
okay.
Park. So it's up to you.
Yeah, no, I can try to contact them.
So it would be safe to say the board is directing this to be tabled until we hear further from Director Wergel?
That's fine with me.
It makes sense.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Okay, we'll table it.
Okay, public education video. Did you all get that DVD I included in your package, and did you have a chance to view it?
I got it, but I did not view it because of work schedule and stuff.
I tried to view it. It said that it was the wrong format, though.
I didn't get it.
I didn't view it.
Mine would not allow me to view.
Okay. It's the format is MP4, I think, and we're trying to get it uploaded on our website, and because of the incident at the office, that's kind of got derailed. So I will let you all know when I will have that when that video is up on the website, so everybody can view it. But it is my intention to be producing a series of videos for the purpose of public education. The purpose of this is to take the community on a ride along with managerial, administration, and water operators behind the scene of their community water system. I think some of you directors and former directors, we used to take field trips and invite the community, and but because of everybody's got something, you know, various commitments in their life, that was very difficult to schedule. So it is my opinion that producing these short 2.5-minute videos and showing what the community is receiving for their water bucks and what really goes on behind the scenes of producing safe and reliable potable drinking water in their community, I think it would be a plus. In the past,
Sounds good.
So the next future video that will be up at the next board meeting will be our monthly back tea sampling at the different sites. And I'll be taking my video equipment and following Clay around. He's provided a list of all his sampling station, and I have the procedures. And basically, it's not going to be. I'm not going to really discuss, you know, the technology or and the policy behind it, but just to show this is what the state requires us to do once a week at two different locations, and it's to ensure that your water is safe to drink and there's no bacteria or coliform. And at the worst, you know, because one of the things that I think the community needs to know, whether you have 10 or 10,000 connections, the health requirements are the same. And especially if there's one of the main things that they want to prevent is fecal contamination. So that would be the next topic at the next video that I'm going to produce. Any questions about that?
No.
No.
Okay, on September 7th, we had a staff meeting. The purpose of these meetings was to ensure everyone on the team is updated on projects and tasks that are interdepartmental or individual details or responsibilities. Even though there are solo projects in detail, as a team, all team members shall be in the know of what the other departments are tackling. We're a very small district, so everybody's encouraged not to be shy to ask for assistance. Some of the topics were discussed were the AGM. The assistant general manager is now authorized to approve all purchases. Staff members may purchase without managerial prior approval for urgent or emergency water infrastructure repairs, but they must follow up with a list of the parks, material, costs, and reason for the purchases. Staff members may purchase without managerial prior approval for restocking of current inventory of parts, material, and chemicals. All other purchases must be approved by the GM or AGM and followed up with an email from the requester with the AGM or AGM approving the expense in a return email. Any questions about that?
No, I think that's a good standard op procedure in a small outfit like ours.
Well, one purpose of these videos and me holding these monthly staff meetings is to assist management in producing that operations manual. Also, and all these lists of tasks is being compiled and will be put together, and management will present it to the board sometime within the next on or before the next fiscal year. We should have this pretty much completed by then. And again, it's a living document. It changes and procedures changes and. So it's basically, you know, it'll be a living document. Pecan Street, Main Street, Hadley Ice House. I think the board approved an additional $5,000. So management would not have to come back and ask for more. To date, that project has been, we spent about $63,000. From the time of purchase several years ago. The county, some of the upcoming projects that we're earmarking at $25,000 are as follows. There's an estimate approximately $6,000 to run conduit, boxes, and wires for planned and future facilities to be constructed. The GM has directed the field crew to lead to obtain quotes from Test Electricity, the vendor, which is the vendor that's currently working on the power projects, the electric power grid. The lead also estimated approximately $5,000 to construct a materials bunker. I think we sacrificed the cement base from the ice house and Morgan and Wernie will be building dividers with the spare blocks that we have up on a production well in tank one. So it'd be about, they're suspecting or predicting about $5,000 in material. They may have to rent a cement mixer and other unknown costs. We're estimating about $1,000 to connect the water service and plumbing it. Again, this is not it's about $1,000, and some of the projections that we do have is we need to estimate the cost to move the chlorine bulk storage station from the Main Street yard to the Pecan yard. And also, we need to estimate collectively what it's going to cost to clean up the Main Street yard when we notified the county that we're no longer going to be given their 30-day notice. Any questions about that?
No.
Okay, Chick-fil-A. That is a project that the old Hadley Orchard piece of property. I think I don't know if y'all know, but engineer Sabrina Nees is no longer the district's engineer. She stated that it has been a pleasure working with us, and she has left Krieger and Stewart. Chuck Krieger is our K&S contact, and the staff engaged with Chuck's going to assign Gene Beal as our engineer from K&S, and he's already working on the Chick-fil-A project. He's made some comments. I received it today, had not reviewed it, but that is what's going on with Chick-fil-A. Any questions about that?
Nope.
No.
Okay. The recruitment for field crew worker one, our directive, Rooney and Morgan, to review the current job description and provide comments. We're going to revise the job description. And we're going to earmark recruitment beginning in January, February of next year. I think recruiting during the holidays would be a moot point. And part of their review will be to provide comments on the written examination, performance demonstration, and appraisal interviews. So are there any questions about that?
No.
And last, the assistant general manager, myself, and Chuck Krieger, we all participated in a Microsoft team meeting, which is the SGB, which is San Gregorio Pass, GSA work group meeting. The group was briefed on the progress of the model, and various target dates were projected, and comments were provided by the various stakeholders. Ellie, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, did you want to explain to the board what this model is and, like, what the reason is for it?
You know, my notes are at the office. We have to clean off all the papers off our desk because they're going to come and disinfect the office tomorrow. If you can, I'll look for it, but if you can remember,
basically the San Gregorio Pass GSA working group, there's a group of people from different water agencies all working together, we have to for the state groundwater sustainability plan that's been implemented by our governor a few years ago. So basically, the group has to work together and figure out a plan to keep the San Gregorio Pass region within water sustainability boundaries. And basically, it means that nobody can overpump their area. So right now, we're in the process of a DMS system model. And we're trying, now this is being funded by grant money, but the grant money only goes so far. So we're trying to figure out how complex do we want this model, what do we want this model to include. Basically, the whole group, and when I say group, I mean Banning, San Gregorio Pass Water Agency, Beaumont Ferry Valley, I can't remember, I think Coachella is a stakeholder in it. There's a bunch of different participants, but basically, the group wasn't really decisive on how detailed they wanted this model to be. But Cabazon's stance was, well, let's start with something simpler, and if we need to expand on it later, we can always add to this model. But if you have this really fancy model, there might be an increase in maintenance costs, which the grant money won't pay for the maintenance costs years out. So Cabazon's viewpoint was, well, let's start out simple. Let's just do the minimum state requirements, and if we need more later on, we can add more. And I'm pleased to announce that after Cabazon put their comment out, everybody else actually agreed with us and said, yeah, that makes more sense. Let's start out simple. So that's what we're working on right now in regards to the San Gregorio Pass DSA DMS model. We're probably going to work on this model a little longer just to see how it shakes out, but that's the direction we're heading with it right now. Does anybody have any questions on it, or can I explain it in a better way?
Well, it sounded good.
Okay, thank you. It's a little complex sounding, especially since you're all not involved with every single meeting. And even for me, sometimes it is complex, and I'm attending all these meetings. But especially for you guys, if you're not clear on something, ask me, and I'll try to explain it in a different way. I want everybody to understand.
I think the new general manager, because Jeff Davis retired, but he's still around, and I think he had to pull back the reins a little bit on this guy named Lance Eckhart, which he came from the Basin Management Resource Planning for the Mojave Water Agency. I think that Lance is a good guy. He's just a little overzealous because this is a new position, and he wanted all the bells and whistles for this model, and I think Jeff Davis kind of pulled the reins back on him too, and then Ellie's statement ignited everyone else's to say, hey, let's just go with the basics for right now.
Yeah.
Any questions,
Ellie,
about that?
No.
Well, you know, too much information to the public can sometimes come back and bite you in the butt because, you're a basic civilian. And that's what we used to say in law enforcement. Everybody was a civilian, and we used to, spout off things that was common to us. But and now in the water industry, you all probably know and familiar with terms to a person out in the neighborhood would sit there and look at you like, cross-eyed. And that is my report. There's no questions on that last matter.
Okay. Anything from the board?
Not relating to what was just discussed. I thought Ellie did good. And no.
Next item, then, shall we move on to the next item, which is new business, award of contract to for rehab of well 1. Is there any questions from anybody, or do you have any information to input, Calvin?
But the only thing is, we had a memorandum from Krieger and Stewart, and it's drafted by Chuck, and he is, other than they were the only ones that bid this time, because we recall last time we had three bidders, and one of the bidders hand-wrote an item instead of following the protocols, or the board had to reject the entire bid, all the bids that came in. So, they're recommending that Legend Pump and Well Service at $306,493.50 is be awarded the contract. Just to refresh everybody's memory, one of the other bidders, they both came well over $50,000 to $100,000 last time. It was Bakersfield, and there's an outfit out in Redlands, and I fired him too when I first came here, and I can't remember their name. Ellie, would you know? Would
Lane.
You recall?
Lane.
Lane.
It was Lane.
Yeah, Lane.
Okay.
And Lane wasn't a bad company. It's just that, you know, the project manager was you know, kind of had his, he was on his own.
Okay.
So are we going to vote on this?
Well, that's the whole, but does any of the board have any questions?
I don't. It sounds like Calvin did his job trying to get the right information, and this is what we ended up with, and so.
Okay. Well, if there's no more questions or comments, I need a motion.
I move that we award the contract for well number one, rehab and equipment project. I'm Sanderson, by the way.
Do I have a motion from our second?
Sarah Wargall, I'll second that.
All right, so I have a motion to award the contract for well number one, rehabilitation and re-equipping project. The award will go to Legend Pump and Well Service, made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Wargo. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye. The next item is the Tank 1 rehab. Do you have comments or anything about that, Calvin?
I have a recommendation from Krieger and Stewart, Charles Krieger, and between the two, he is recommending that the board award the contract to Simpson Sandblasting and Special Coating at $229,770 versus J. Collins Coating Incorporated, which they bid at $398,500 and no cents.
Okay.
Quick question I have on this. So this one's more because they have to take down the shoddy work that the previous company left us with, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Because the last one I remember came in, when they got it was around, 50, 60? But these guys have to take it off and then redo it, right?
Well, I think their bid was $120,000. Was that correct, Ellie?
No, for Simpson sandblasting, their bid's at $229,770, and J.C. Collins is at $398,500.
No, I'm talking about the roof in Arizona.
I'm sorry, say again? We paid for the contractor that did the work that's no good, the Arizona contractors, that I want to say we paid about $56,000.
Yeah, but the total wasn't it 120?
I don't recall the exact number, but it was about, I want to say it was about $100,000. I'm trying to log in remotely and see, go through QuickBooks, but my connection's really bad right now, so I'm not able to verify. But I want to say, if memory serves me, it was in the 100,000 range.
And do these prices come with guarantees, like contractually?
Yes, if you look at the
I know these bids, they actually have bid bonds and all of that. This is definitely more formal. When we contracted with the other vendor, unfortunately, there was not a formal bidding to it at all. But with these companies, we verified the bonds, the bonding companies, the insurance companies, et cetera.
And also, they're required to obtain certain licenses from the California State Contractor License and the California Water Resource Board. And that is why that one firm in San Diego did not submit a bid, because they did not have that particular license.
No further questions from me.
So which one are we going to vote on?
Well, the question is whether we want to approve the contract to Simpson Blasting and Coating.
It says two bids.
Well, go ahead.
When I first described and announced this matter, I stated that our engineering firm, Krieger & Stewart, Charles Krieger, issued a memo, and they are recommending Simpson Sandblasting and Special Coating, Inc. at $229,770 versus Colon, J. Colon Coating, which quoted $398,500.
Anybody got questions? Because I'm ready to move to vote on that one that Calvin mentioned.
Well, then make a motion.
I will. I make a motion that we award contract for well number one to Simpson Sandblasting and Special Incorporated, Coatings Incorporated.
Change that to Tank One.
What did I say? Okay, Tank One.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a typo in the agenda.
No, that's fine. I'll change
well,
it. That's cool. So I'll repeat it. Award of contract for Tank One rehab and re-equipping project to be performed by Simpson Sandblasting and Special Coatings Incorporated. I move that motion.
Director Moore, second.
All right, so I have a motion to approve
the award. I have a question. Wait a minute, I have a question. Calvin, who's going to do the inspection between processes?
Krieger & Stewart will we'll have an on-site inspector at the various stages. And also, Dave and I will be monitoring it. But as far as the technical workup in either project, Creator Steel will have a certified inspector, as I said, at the various phases of the project.
Okay. All right. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. All right. Thank you. No more for questions. Roll call.
All right. So I have a motion to award the contract for the Tank 1 Rehabilitation and Re-Equipping Project to Samson Sandblasting and Special Coatings, Inc., made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item is discussion or action of the CUSI billing system software quote to upgrade. So I need information about that, please.
Initially, software and hardware are kind of, it's basically outdated. I was involved at the part of looking over the contract and the costs, and one of the things that I did catch, and we've had a few thousand dollars less, is eliminating the use of the Scions, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ellie, and they said that they have a software that it's a monthly charge where we can place on our cell phones that we issue to the water operators, and they can read the meter with their cell phones as long as they have an internet connection. And as far as the billing software, I'll let Ellie speak about that.
Okay, well, basically, in a nutshell, the meter reading Scions, the machines they use to read meters, we're having issues uploading and downloading the meter reads into the computers and the billing software. One of them in particular isn't working anymore, so we called CUSI to see if they could send us a replacement or fix it, and they told us that those Scions are outdated. They don't make them anymore. Good luck getting them repaired or replaced. They do have a, like Calvin said, they do have an upgrade where you can use a cell phone. You can also buy like a Toughbook cell phone, but that's pretty expensive. I want to say the quote was like $5,000 or $6,000 for those special cell phones. So you can use your regular cell phone, download this software to it, and use the cell phone as a meter reader. The only catch, unfortunately, is you'd pay $75 a month per cell phone that is used to read meters. So if we have two, $150 a month. We don't have that in the budget. I'm not happy about it, but it is what it is. I've talked to other companies too, and it looks like they've also confirmed this is the way the meter reading world is going. It's all going for the cell phone meter readers. And they charge similar prices. As far as the CUSI system in a whole is concerned, if you look at the quote, it's pretty expensive. I want to say it was like $10,000.
$10,858.
Yeah, it's a lot. We didn't budget for that. We could probably hold off and continue to use the current system we have now, but I know the system we have now, CUSI is telling us that it's getting outdated. They're not going to support it so much. They're pushing we go to this UMS system.
the old CUSI system starting, we've noticed it's starting to glitch a little bit, which has us a little nervous. But it's really up to the board. I understand if the board wants to save money because it is a large investment into a new system. If we did move over to this new UMS system, they would give us like a $1,000 or $2,000 discount. But if we wait, I don't know how many years they're going to give us this discount, but if we wait a while, there's going to be a cutoff time and they'll say, no, we're not going to give you this discount for switching over. You have to pay. So it's expensive. If we want to switch now, they'll give us a tiny discount. But if we want to wait for financial reasons, I understand that too. It's really up to the board. We're just bringing it to your attention. But the main thing we need is the meter readers, and that's something I don't think we can really get away from. But that, again, that would only cost about $150. We'd have to buy the meter reader app, but it would cost about $150 a month reoccurring just to keep it on the phone.
The discount I'm looking at is for 2020 software and service discount is $2,876.50, and their turnkey merchant service discount is $2,000. So you're looking at about $4,800 in discount.
I have a question.
Are these going on business phones or on personal phones?
These are going to be programmed in our district phones.
Okay.
Mrs. Wargo, you had a question.
Yeah, sorry. I thought I was on mute there for a second. So the Scion, is this for reading people's meters at their houses? Is this for entering the data into the system? If you could give me a little bit more information on what it is, that would be great.
Yeah, so it's basically when the guys go up to the meter, regardless of if it's a residential or commercial meter, whatever water meter they go up to, they have this handheld thing. It's called a Scion. It's basically a little computer, kind of like a cell phone, a smart cell phone. And it has the route number, it has the meter number, it has the location, the address, and then you enter in the meter read. And it basically makes it easy for our guys because they just have to look. The next meter in the route automatically pops up. They just go to the meter, they enter the read, they go to the next one. And then they bring these Scions to the office. Ellen connects them to the computer, and it automatically uploads everything to the computer. We've had to do it this last month or so because one of them isn't working. So one guy will use the one Scion that is working, and he goes and reads meters. Then the other guy will have basically a pen and paper, and he has to write down the address and the meter reads individually. So it can be done by pen and paper, but then in turn, Ellen has to manually enter all the reads into the computer system for the billing. So it does take a little bit more time. The meter reading machines just make it so much easier and efficient. And then also, if the meter reading is high, it usually alerts them on the Scion saying, hey, this meter read is high, recheck it. Make sure you're not entering the wrong numbers. Did that answer your question, Sarah?
Yes. It's literally a device. They're still looking at the meter. They're still seeing the number on the meter, and then they're just entering it into a program, right? That doesn't have to be redone again when you get to the office.
I'm going to ask that we table this, and the reason being is I just found something called Cyclops that's a photo-based AMI reader. And the way if I'm gathering right, all they got to do is take a picture and it does the meter read. And then, so I sent you a link to it, Ellie, on an email.
Okay.
I'd like to just do a little bit of homework. This is not something, I understand where your concern is, but I want to, if we're going to go to the smartphones, I want to get the most out of them that we can. And we use something at work, kind of like what you're talking about, the PsyOps for our warehouse inventory. And they're a nightmare and a half. Because if the batteries are going dead or they're not communicating with the server when you're trying to do this and that, and you end up handwriting tickets half the time anyway. So it gets to be really a pain in the butt.
Okay, perfect. Well, and I completely agree. There's nothing wrong with looking into it. And especially since it would be an investment in, you know, fun. So, thank you.
Capital expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody else agree?
I'm gonna go to another phone. My phone is starting to lose its battery. I'm gonna go to my whole landline. This is Sanderson. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
I'm gonna go because this thing's beeping and it's gonna,
all right.
I will be unbeepable. So give me about 20 seconds and I'll pick up the landline.
I just thought it was beeping because of language.
No. Okay. No.
All right.
I got you.
Do people agree? Is everybody okay with that about tabling it for the moment?
I am.
Yes. Morris, yes.
Sanderson, yes.
Israel, yes.
Wardo, yes.
Okay.
Hey, Ellie, could you send me that link?
Yeah.
Can
I send this to you tomorrow? Is my computer, the connection's not, whatever reason, it's not connecting right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find it on my tablet, and I'm having issues with it.
It's, well, okay, it's the website, let me get you back. It's called smartphonemeterreading.com.
Oh, I know. I use a Cyclop water meter reading, so.
Okay. Smartphonemeterreading.com.
Okay.
And considering the power what a cell phone has in it, it probably got as much or more power than these stupid things you spend $10,000 for a lot of times. Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering why we think we
right,
just update a spreadsheet. From the
Excuse
bottom.
Me?
But it kind
What's
of
that?
Seems to me like it's, if it was just like a shared spreadsheet, it would automatically update, but it wouldn't have all the bells and whistles with it.
I don't know. That's why we got to do our due diligence and look around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to table that old business, the water rate study. This basically was for discussion only. Is there any of the general public on board right now? Okay.
I have heard
well,
from general public.
Oh, I got an irate call that lasted an hour and at least an hour.
Okay.
From a previous board member.
Yeah, general public now, huh? Yeah.
And just for clarification, the only reason this item was put on the agenda for discussion was just in case the public had any comments that the board might want to consider, because we are trying to be transparent and open about this item. But it is,
yes,
as Director Link also pointed out, it's just a discussion item. No actions to be taken this month on it.
Okay. Is there any discussion that wants to be taken part by the board?
No, Sanderson, no.
Okay.
I like
we've already did.
Can I make
Go ahead.
A comment?
Yes.
Ellen had a couple unpleasant experiences with irate customers, and she advised them to read the entire postcard and go look at the website because she said your rates will eventually go down.
Go down, Yes.
It will eventually decrease. So people see that 218 and they just automatically throw the thing up, you know, not read it and just assume that, you know, the rates are going up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I do want to say it is going to be a big shift for people who aren't, who are water, heavy water users, right?
Yeah. Like myself.
We're flipping it completely from a 30-70 yeah. to a 70-30%.
So. Right. That's understandable. The one person that called me that was on the phone with, like, for an hour was, like, going about every single thing she could think of, including putting solar on all of the wells and pumps. And I says, oh, you got $300,000? So, anyway, okay, so... Is there any more discussion about the water rate study? Mrs. Morris?
No.
Mrs. Israel?
No.
Mr. Sanders?
There's no Sanders on the phone.
All right, Martin.
Oh,
I mess
work.
It up every time. It's not.
No,
it's
fine.
Not intentional.
Call me by my first name. That's fine, Chairman Link. There is no discussion on my part.
All right, Mrs. Wargo.
No.
Okay. Basically, we've already taken care of Hazel's issue, and you already discussed the dinosaur issue. We're open to public comment, and there's no public. I pair. General manager or board comments, is there any?
I do have a board comment. This is Director Wargo. I went to the meet the candidate for the San Gregorio Pass Water Agency.
Yes, ma'am.
And I got to listen to a lot of their points of view. It was not open forum, unfortunately, so I was not able to ask the questions that I wanted to ask. I do know that Mickey Valdivia was the only one who directly stated that he would like them to finish what they started and complete the pipeline out to Cabazon. He was the only one that mentioned Cabazon, even though some of them have put out newspaper articles kind of bashing the pipeline idea for Cabazon. So just wanted to make you aware of what I heard there.
Thank you. That's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, the other guy running is telling Banning residents that we're wanting to force them to pay for our pipeline.
Sounds like Banning.
I was hoping they would open it up. Yeah.
I was hoping they were going to open it up. I sent Sarah pictures of my tax bills of where we've been paying on it. So she could show them, but they didn't open it up for her to show them that.
Well, why would they want to do that?
We do have signage on the Ice House property. I did bring it up to Ellie that they didn't ask if they could put a sign up there, but it is the guy who's kind of bashing Cabazon. He has this sign right on the Ice House fence.
Well, then I would ask the district to send him a letter or call them and tell them to remove the sign because it's trespassing.
I know, but he needs an official
statement from the district also that we are not endorsing that because the district can't allow that either. They have to be a nonpartisan or non-direct type of a thing as far as the office goes. But anyway, can that be done on tomorrow, please? Hello?
Calvin,
Ellie?
Do you think we could...
Yeah, I'm here. I had it on mute. I said, who is the individual, the candidate, and I will draft a letter tomorrow.
Castaldo.
Okay. All right. I will draft a letter and send it to his through his headquarters tomorrow because, you know, it's a government agency, and the government agency and government-owned property cannot endorse any motion or resolution
candidate.
Or proposition or candidate.
Thank you.
I'm going to forward you what Castaldo is posting for the Cabazon and the pipeline.
What he okay.
I'm going to forward it to you, Calvin and Ellie.
All right, thank you.
Any future agenda items from any of the board members?
I'm keeping this all late. Did the district pay for, I know, are we paying for the employees to get COVID tests?
We're reimbursing employees.
Okay.
If any directors came in with contact with Ellen, it would have to be a board decision if you would like to be reimbursed.
I know that I did come into the office. Ellen gave my kids candy. So we did all go get tested. We're all negative.
You need to put that on the agenda item then as an agenda item to reimburse board members if they got tested because of contact, please. Can I have another board member approve that or go along with that, please?
Sanderson, yes.
Israel, I will second it.
You
okay.
Gotta help well.
So there you have it, Ellie.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, Mrs. Morgan?
In the meantime, submit your receipt and your test result to Ellie.
That's going to have to go on the board.
We have that way we have an idea of how much we need to reimburse in the board for the board to consider.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, okay.
Okay, anything else, Mrs. Wargo?
No, I think I'm good.
Mrs. Morris?
I just wanted to let Ellie know the first two I accidentally sent without the attachment, so the third one has the attachment of that. On the email. Sorry.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mrs. Israel, anything else?
No.
Martin?
No.
All right. Management's comments, anything left?
No, not for me. What about you, Ellie?
No, I don't have anything. I think tonight's board meeting was a really good one, though.
Okay. Finance and Audit Workshop, Tuesday, November 17th. Regular board meeting, November 17th. Personnel Committee, none. San Gregorio Pass Reader Water Alliance meeting is next month, Wednesday, but you don't know the date yet?
It's the third Wednesday of the month.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I need a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn. Sanderson.
I second.
Was that Director Israel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So I have a motion to adjourn at 7:14 p.m. made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Israel. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Everybody stay safe out there and have a great day.
10-4.
Likewise.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Everybody good night.
Good night.